Breaking Biden author, Obama specifically picked Biden as VP because Joe was bad with money. By Rebecca Mansour on October 30, 2023. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow said that his new New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden includes a number of forgotten biographical details about Joe Biden, including the fact that he was tapped as former President Barack Obama's running mate specifically for being bad with money. Marlow recounted this detail during an interview about Breaking Biden on the Drill Down podcast with seven-time New York Times best-selling investigative author Peter Schweitzer. "There is a fair bit of biography in the book," Marlow said. "I tried to keep it as tight as possible. But I do think you have to get to know Joe to really understand if we ever want to beat them. We have to get to know him better than we know him." One of the reasons why Barack Obama picked Joe Biden was specifically because he was poor, Marlow continued. "Obama actually liked the optics of having one of the poorest guys in the Senate. And this is so crazy to me because we were just in an era recently where if someone made money and someone made it in America, we pointed to those people as the example. Like, wow, that person really has what it takes. They know what they're doing. Joe Biden's family has made money and lost it so many times you lose count. And that was a virtue for Barack Obama. And then, Joe gets in and presides over the worst economic policy. I've two chapters on this in the book, imaginable. And it just haunts me that he was tapped specifically for being bad with money. And now we've got the Biden inflation. We've got these insane EV policies that enrich China." Schweitzer then noted the irony of the Biden family corruption that accelerated with Joe Biden's elevation to the vice presidency. "What's remarkable about that story, by the way, is Barack Obama says, 'I'm going to get this guy who's poor, who they would argue hasn't cashed in.' And what does Joe Biden do? 'I'm vice president now. Now's the opportunity to really make bank.' I mean, it's shocking," Schweitzer said. Schweitzer praised Breaking Biden as a terrific book and declared that Marlow has out-researched him with this carefully sourced expose on the Biden family. "Breaking Biden is a terrific book," Schweitzer said. "I think you did a great job with it. I learned things reading this book. And I don't say that lightly because, as you know, I've studied Biden for a long time." Schweitzer also praised Marlow's extensive research and over 1,600 endnotes in Breaking Biden. "He's got the thicker spine, more pages, and he's got more endnotes. So, Alex, you have out-researched me, which is saying something," Schweitzer quipped about Breaking Biden. This is, of course, high praise coming from the number one best-selling author of Red Handed, Profiles in Corruption, and Clinton Cash. Schweitzer's Profiles in Corruption is widely credited for providing much of the groundwork for subsequent investigations into the Biden family corruption. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. To hear more of the Drill Down podcast, click here.